Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The growing season officially over with the freeze. What do we dip to? 31 degrees. I leave the peppers and tomatoes in this garden in the front yard because they get a lot of sun. It stays relatively warm. They're done. That's it. So it's time to think about putting everything to bed, including the lawn. And joining us to talk about our turf is Maggie Ryder from the University of Minnesota. And Maggie, always good to visit with you. It's been a while.
Yeah, good afternoon, Steve. I was just looking. Last time we talked was in August, and we're talking about a very different scene for the lawns then.
Yeah, for sure. We were talking about how hot and dry it was and what we could do to rehabilitate lawns. And it is amazing what's happened even in my neighborhood with a little bit more rain and cooler temps, how the turf really bounced back, even for my neighbors that didn't put water down.
Yeah, we had a really good fall for growing grass. You know, even it was slightly warmer than normal, and regular precipitation helped a lot. So I think a lot of the damage that we saw this summer, many areas have recovered. It's especially been good for getting seed going over the last month.
So with the growing season over, that means the turf is headed into winter mode ultimately. And the question is, how do we help it along? How do we do it right? Number one, I think, is people are cleaning up leaves. And I've changed my strategy. 15, 16 years ago, I moved into a house along the river, a lot of mature trees, some bur oaks, and I would just get bombarded when the ash trees and the maples and then ultimately the oaks would let loose. And I used to pick up 100% of the leaves, and I would do it in rounds. I'd go around, I'd vacuum up the leaves, I'd take them to the compost site and get rid of them. But I've changed that strategy. And now I try and mulch in as many as I can.
Yeah, 100%. So last year, I just looked this up, Minneapolis collected 20,000 tons of yard waste. So that includes, you know, leaves and brush and garden clippings. The leaf pickup programs and all this organic waste management, you know, it costs money. And I'm all about street sweeping, right? We do not want the leaves to get into our water bodies because it contains phosphorus that pollutes our water. But I don't like picking up leaves because there's something that can stay on the lawn and can stay in the landscape. Just like we advocate a lot for returning grass clippings when you mow instead of bagging them, just keep mowing over the leaves and mulch them into the lawn. There's no negative impact on the lawns. You know, some people will think, oh, the different tree species, like it's going to acidify my soil. But research has shown, you know, between different species like the maples, the oaks, there's no changes in soil pH over 10 years of mulching those leaves into a lawn. And in fact, it helps improve lawns because it's going to contribute some organic matter and nutrients that are in those leaves, and that helps the grass.
Yeah, and I've noticed it is also a lot less work to do it that way. And I've really gone to this point, like even earlier today, I went out, and it helps when the leaves aren't 100% bone dry, so they turn into powder. So I went, mulched in a bunch of leaves, and the yard actually looks pretty good. Where once upon a time, I'd be picking these things up and putting them in the pickup and have this big load to take to the compost site, and now I'm not doing that anymore, so it really has been a win-win. But in the past, when we've talked about this, Maggie, it is key. If you do get an area where you absolutely have a ton of trees, you can't completely cover your turf with leaves either.
Yeah, it's harder. If you're looking down at your lawn and you don't see any blades of grass, you know, it's 100% covered by tree leaves. You know, I say give it a shot. Try to go over it a few times with the mower. It helps if you have like a mower with a mulching blade, and those can be adapted. And I think most like, you know, off the shelf mowers these days have that feature. But just keep going over it. And, you know, maybe in some cases, if you have an inch deep of leaves, it may be warranted to try to spread them out a little more or pick them up.
All right. Maggie Ryder joining us from the University of Minnesota. And by the way, there is time to text. You can send your text to 651-461-9226. If you have a question here about fall turf management, we're getting very late in the season right now. The leaves are falling. Maggie, another one I want to get into. You see these fall fertilizer programs. Is there any value in that?
This is a great question. So fertilizer and nutrient applications to the lawn, that should be based around plant growth. And in Minnesota, our lawns are actively growing in the spring and in the fall months. And like I was just saying, we had a warmer than usual September. It would have been appropriate to fertilize a couple weeks ago. But at this point, you know, the past few days, looking at the forecast for next week, the temps are really sinking, and grass growth is going to be very slow, below 15% of its growth potential. So I want to be clear, we shouldn't be fertilizing lawns now and through the rest of the year because the grass is not growing and it's not going to uptake that fertilizer. And this is an update on historical norms. And, you know, I've gotten a few questions on this in the last week. Outdated lawn care recommendations have said sort of apply a big dose of fertilizer after the lawn stops growing in the late fall, because they say it'll make your roots grow stronger or it's going to help your green up in the springtime. But this information has been reviewed in the last decade, and there is scant data to support that. And of the few studies in the northern United States, we see that fall fertilizer is not effective at doing that, you know, helping grass growth. In fact, it's potentially really harmful. So when you apply fertilizer now, it's not going to get taken up by the grass. And then research has shown that it's not there very much. There's not much left in the springtime. So what's happening is it's washing away somewhere. And this is especially problematic for nitrate leaching. And I want to say one more thing about the fall fertilizing in general. You know, when it would be appropriate to do this, you know, 2 or 3 weeks ago, the only nutrients of benefit to the lawn in the fall are nitrogen and iron. Anything else is not likely going to be providing benefits. So one common myth is these winterizer fertilizers that have a lot of potassium in them or K. There's this idea, you know, you put on this winterizer fertilizer loaded up with potassium and that's supposed to help your lawn health through the winter months. But again, this is, again, based on recent research, we found that this is completely wrong. And in fact, excessive amounts of potassium at this time of the year can actually contribute to more snow mold disease throughout the winter time. And so again, we're really myth busting here. You can put on a fall fertilizer, but look for ones that don't have a lot of potassium in them. And you really only care about nitrogen, putting it down at the right time, which would have been, you know, over the last month and a half. We're not using as much fertilizer as we used to use. And, you know, that's good for protecting our natural resources and having clean water.
Maggie Ryder joining us from the U talking turf. I know it's late in the year. Most folks will probably need to mow maybe one more time and certainly pick up leaves as we close out the growing season. And Maggie, going to the break, I brought up how low should you go? That's always a big question. Do you mow it way down? Typically, if you're at 3, 3.5, 4 inches during the growing season, should you cut it back a little bit in the fall?
That's a good question. And, I think the answer is it's optional. So we're constantly telling people to mow their grass higher. Higher mowing heights, I mean, 3, 3.5, up to 4 inches. You know, as high as your mower settings will go, because more above ground leaf tissue is going to make deeper roots and healthier plants throughout stressful periods. But there is some evidence that, having a lot of above ground leaf material, 4 inches, it can be more susceptible to winter diseases like snow mold diseases. So you often see recommendations to mow your grass a little bit shorter in the last mowing or last two mowings of the season. And I don't mean down to 1 inch. I just mean if you mow it at 3 or 4 inches, maybe mow it down to 2.5 or 2 inches. And it could have an impact on, again, reducing the snow mold disease that you'll see. But I say that it's optional. And I'm not a huge, I don't emphasize it too much, because one of the issues is people forget to raise the mowing height again in the springtime. And, right. I don't want that to happen. So I think that's optional on mowing it a little bit shorter, but it could help with your disease pressure over the winter.
What about core aeration? Is it too late to do that?
Yeah, I think it is, just for the same reasons I've kind of been saying. The grass isn't growing. Growth potential is 10-15% over the next couple of weeks. So when you're aerifying, you're making a hole in the soil there, and you're disrupting a little bit of the grass canopy. And the idea is, when you do this in the fall, the grass is going to fill in, roots will fill into that hole, and water will go into that hole, and it'll recover. But right now, if the grass isn't growing, it's not going to recover, and you're going to have these open areas or, some bare areas all winter long. And that's not going to be good for weeds potentially coming up in the springtime. So on that, I would just say, wait till next year if you haven't.
All right. What about treating weeds, or is it just way, way too late to go out there and even spot treat some weeds that you spot while you're doing your fall cleanup?
Yeah, it's too late. For just like the grass isn't growing, the weeds are going to really cease growth. So if you put down a weed killer or an herbicide, it's not going to take up that product. That product is not going to be translocated to the right spot in the plant that will kill it. So I think it would just be a wasteful use of herbicides or weed killers. But I will say, you could hand pull weeds anytime that you want. That would be effective. But as far as using different products, like, again, the weed killers, they're not going to be effective.
It has been a very dry year. We talked in August about how hot and dry it was, and how to help turf recover in the fall. And generally, it is amazing. It has come back. Like I say, I have neighbors that didn't water at all, and the turf has really bounced back. There's some areas that haven't, like, say, out by the street, or it's on a slope that mm-hmm. faces directly into the sun. That's still tough. But, generally it has bounced back. But now, do we want to put water down? We may get some rain tomorrow night, very slight chance. May get some rain midweek. What about putting water down here at the end of the season?
I don't think it's going to be worth it, because back to the idea of the grass isn't growing. For that water to be useful to the lawn, it's going to have to be growing in order for it to pull water through the plant and, conduct photosynthesis and evapotranspirate and all of that. It's not going to be taken up by the plant. So I don't think it's useful to apply water right now.
All right. So whatever Mother Nature provides, that's going to be good enough. Heading into the winter months. And I know from the Smart Gardens program, when you talk about potentially the trees or the evergreens, those probably could use a deep watering going into fall before the ground freezes. And, of course, the extension experts from the U joined Denny Long on Smart Gardens on Saturday morning. And they do talk about that, about, especially the evergreens, but really all the trees could probably use a good drink before that ground freezes up. So, turf, not such a big deal. Maggie, another thing I wanted to bring up, and that is the idea of overseeding a lawn or putting seed down very late in the season. Tell us a little bit more about that, and there is a strategy where that could pay dividends.
Yeah. So right now, I mean, this weekend, I would not put seed down, because it could start growing a little bit, and then you're going to have little baby plants, maybe 1-inch little seedlings that go into the winter and will be susceptible to like winter injury. But I say, you know, wait, what now, 2 or 3 more weeks. When we get into mid-November, there is one thing that you can do, and that's dormant seeding. So the idea is that you put the seed down, the grass seed down, and in this, when the temperatures are cool, the soil temperatures are cold enough, it's not going to germinate and grow. The seed is going to remain dormant all winter long. It's going to rest there under a blanket of snow. And then when temperatures warm up in the springtime and that snow starts to melt, the seed germinates with that water from the snow. So this is, it's really a practice I highly recommend to anybody, even if you have a healthy lawn, to continue to overseed with the latest turf grass varieties and lower input species like the fine fescues. It doesn't take any water. It's, you know, I think it's pretty effortless. Seed is pretty cheap compared to some other things. So do this dormant seeding, and you know, mid-November would be the earliest, but last year I did it into December because we didn't have snow cover. So dormant seeding, highly recommend to thicken up the lawns or to just update your lawn with some of the newer turf grasses.
Yeah, and you mentioned the newer turf grasses and the fine fescues, because there are a lot of quick-grow seed varieties that are sold at the hardware store, for instance, that'll get you green really quick. But take your time and really focus on some of those newer varieties that are more drought-resistant, so on and so forth. Yeah. There's a lot of advantages. So make sure you read that package.
Yeah. Yeah, it's tough. I wish that the options at some of the big box stores for grass seed were a little bit better, or made it easier for the user or the shopper to choose the right grasses. So a lot of these quick patch and repair mixes, they have perennial rye grass seed in them. And that is not a grass seed that we recommend predominantly for lawns in Minnesota, because it's not very winter hardy, or it'll die every winter. But it's sold in these quick patch and repair mixes because it germinates very quickly and it provides a quick green cover, you know, germinate and fill in within a couple weeks. So you think you're doing good, or you have a good lawn, but then it's going to die every winter time. You have to look at the labels. There's like a white sticker on all of the seed bag labels. Look at that carefully and make sure there's not over 10% perennial ryegrass in it. And try to choose these more lower input or sustainable grasses that we recommend so much. And those are the fine fescue grasses, so those are like hard fescue, chewing fescue, creeping red fescue. And then tall fescues are also a good drought-tolerant grass, or Kentucky bluegrass too. You know, if somebody has a Kentucky bluegrass lawn, that's the most popular lawn grass in Minnesota, you can get Kentucky bluegrass seed as well.
Yeah, but mixing and matching, not a bad idea, or introducing the fine fescue, for instance, this fall when you do that dormant seeding.
Yeah, they all mix well together, the fine fescues, tall fescues, Kentucky bluegrass. So if you have a lawn that's predominantly Kentucky bluegrass, you can overseed it with these fine fescue grasses. And again, they mix well together, they look good together. And then you can try to slowly transition getting more of these fine fescue grasses that are going to be more, stay greener for longer in drought. They don't need to be mowed as frequently. They don't need as much fertilizer. And that's why they're more sustainable.
All right. Well, Maggie, it's always good to visit with you and talk turf grass. So much great information. We really appreciate the time. And how do people find out more? A lot of information available at the U website. How do they find it, Maggie?
Yeah. Yep, our University of Minnesota Extension website is at extension.umn.edu. When you go there, there's a tab for yard and garden. And when you go to the yard and garden part of the website, there's a whole portfolio of information about lawn care and a lot of what I've been talking about here. So that's extension.umn.edu.
All right, great, Maggie. Thanks again.
Yep.
Thanks. All right, there she is, Maggie Ryder, once again joining us from the University of Minnesota.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.